Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. T-Heart Radio. Rocking with the best. Yo, yo. Here you are now in tune to T-Heart Radio. A platinum for all of the ladies to air it out. Whatever's on your mind and whatever's on your chest, cause the lessons that you learn can benefit the rest. So let's grow together, let's teach each other, spreading only good vibes to one another. T-Heart Radio, rocking with the best, yeah. Bringing love and light to the people, nothing less, nothing less, yeah. T-Heart Radio, rocking with the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the intro done. Welcome, welcome to Key Heart Radio. I am super, super proud of myself. Okay, because last week I tried to spit over the instrumental, and you guys are probably not familiar. If you're not familiar with Blog Talk, but it's like a delayed reaction. So I recorded it. I got myself a mic, and I recorded it, and I feel pretty proud. So kudos to Key, kudos to Key. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Key, but you can call me Key, no doubt. My beautiful and my favorite lady will be on in a few. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to play a couple songs for you guys. If you're tuned in on the, on the browser, and you want to call in, oh, real quick, let me give you tonight's topic. But how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship? My beautiful co-host created that topic. Fantastic. Her name is Tori, and she will be coming live with us in a few, okay? And if you're tuned in on the browser and you want to call in and give your take on the topic, or you want to come on and say, what's up, Key? I think you're super awesome. All you got to do is dial 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. And you can sit comfortably in the queue without coming on live. But if you want to come on live, all you got to do is hit the number 1, and that lets me know that you want to come on live. Before I play this first song, which is one of my favorites, my lady likes to crack on me about my music for my workout because sometimes it's not what people would typically pick, you know what I'm saying, to work out to. But before I get into that, I want to make sure you follow us on IG. We definitely follow back. And on IG, it's Key_Heart_Radio. Everything spelled as is. And make sure you like the fan page on Facebook. And that is Key Heart Radio, okay? Thank you guys for tuning in, and thanks for everybody who tuned in last week to the very first show. This is our second show. And don't forget, before I play this next song, my best homie, Sincere Slade, will be on a little later to give her take on the topic, you know what I'm saying? To throw her energy and her beautiful light onto this here show. So let's go ahead and get into the next song. And, well, the first song, and it's going to be Jasmine Sullivan and with featuring her. And the name of the song is called Girl Like Me. All right, let's get it.
I made a profile on Tinder since you left me to be with her. The thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return the sender, but you don't love me no more. I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body, wondering what I did to lose it. Why in the hell you think choose me? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah. Now I don't. Something different, still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would give. It ain't right, I need to do it. What are you in? Yeah. No hope for a girl like me. I'll come and be winning. Yeah. And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a whole lot of me. And you gon' make me a cold different. Maybe I should look like a stripper. Why do it be so pressed and impressed with it? You leave me with no choice. I can't do this good girl shit no more. been different, still don't know what you was missing. What you asked, I would've given. It ain't right, how did it go be weird? Why it be weird? Oh, for a girl like me, how can they be winning? Oh, I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a whole out of me. That's what you wanted, that's what you get, a whole hobby. Look what you did, kid, you're a whole hobby. See what you did to me.
Ooh, I love that beat. You start. All right, so that was Girl Like Me by Jasmine Sullivan and Her, one of my freaking favorite joints. And even though it's not like a pump, you know, pump you up song, I love listening to it. It's on my playlist from our workout. Welcome back. That's my singing right there. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host. Call me Awesome Key. Call me Key if you're feeling kind of tired. But if you're feeling fantastic, call me Awesome Key. Thank you for tuning in to our radio show. If you are tuned in on the browser and you want to call in to give your take on the topic, tonight's topic is, let me swallow. I probably should have gotten some water on the break, but I'll do that next time. So tonight's topic is, how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship? If you want to give your take on the topic, all you have to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365. And that number is 845-277-9365. And if you do call in, you'll sit comfortably in the queue. You don't have to worry about coming live. But if you do want to come live and give your take on a topic, all you got to do is make sure you hit the number one, so that way I know that you want to come on live. You feel me? And if anybody has any music out there that you would love to get played on here, you have any suggestions, all you have to do is hit me up at Awesome Key, spelled as is. It's crazy that I was able to find that, right? AwesomeKey@yahoo.com, no doubt. And if you were here when you first, if you were tuned in, in the beginning of the show, when it first started, when the intro came on, I did the instrumental. So if you're looking for some dope beats, you feel me? Get at me. And my beautiful host, Tori, will be on very soon. And in the meantime, between time, I'm going to play one more song. But before that, I want to make sure that you guys take the time out to follow us on IG, Key_Heart_Radio. I'm on Facebook. Make sure you like the fan page, Key Heart Radio. And before I get into this next song, I'm learning some wonderful things over my entire lifetime. But over this past year, I've learned some really beautiful lessons and stuff. Like, always been a fan. I've always been the first to tell somebody, a good partner will either make you or break you. They will be your success or your downfall. You know what I'm saying? And I see firsthand how beautiful it is, you know what I'm saying, to have someone on your side, on your end. So be careful who you keep, you know, someone on your end that is beautiful, supportive. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very lucky, very blessed. So when I say that to say, you know what I'm saying, just passing knowledge on that I'm learning. Be careful, you know, who you choose to keep in your circle, especially those close to you and those that you choose to have an intimate relationship with. Make sure you try your best to give somebody, only give it to people who are worthy of your time, worthy of your energy, worthy of your love, worthy of your heart, worthy of you. You feel me? All right, so with that being said, let's get into the next song. This one is Mahalia. And the name of the song is called Grateful, and then we're going to be right back. No.
Yeah. Sorry I missed your call. Just busy right now. I don't want to see you.
You make my heart go boom. Oh, baby, it's the look in your eyes. I wish we were together right now. It's true, you make my body feel loose. Oh baby, it's the way that you lay, the way that you play. I'm praying for forever as well as now. I don't want to hide, I don't want to hide. I don't want to shy from you, no. I don't want to lie, I don't want to lie and say that I don't. So if you could lay your cards right down, I am waiting at the table. if you could show me love somehow. We don't need to have a label. You know that I will love you down. I will be every time faithful. If you could show me all the way around, I will be very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. You make my worries fly away. I'm thinking it's the way that we rotate. It makes me feel okay, huh? But you should come around today. Let me show you some mistakes. Oh baby, you can stop trying to locate. Cause we find a soulmate in each other, and now we're bound. I don't want to hide, I don't want to hide. I don't want to shy from you, no. I don't want to lie, I don't want to lie. And say that I don't need you. So if you could lay your cards right down, I am waiting at the table. If you could show me love somehow, we don't need to have a label. You know that I will love you down. I will be every kind of faithful. If you could show me all the way around, I will be very, very grateful. Very, very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. I like that. That's nice and smooth. Mahalia, the name of the artist is Mahalia. I can't get it right. Mahalia. And the name of the song is called Grateful. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I'm dancing right now. I don't know if you can tell. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Kate, but you could call me Kate. Tonight's topic is how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship? If you were tuned in on, I forgot to get some water too, so. To swallow my spit. Excuse me, sorry. I didn't mean to do that live. So if you are tuned in on the link on the browser and you want to call in, dial 845-277-9365. Golly, that instrumental. DJ Sims on the ones and twos right now, making it smooth. Love it. You know what I mean? And when you call in, what you do, you can sit comfortably inside the queue. And if you want to call in, and I'm not calling, but if you want to go live, you want to come live and actually talk to us, all you got to do is hit the number one. And if, just in case you want to hit me up and be like, Key, you're just so cool, you're so awesome, I love your glasses, anything like that, it's definitely welcome. You know what I'm saying? We'll bring our beautiful host on right now.
What's up, Troy? What's up?
Uh-oh.
If anybody want to give you a compliment, Uh-oh. They can go through me.
Whew. Got me sweating over here. You're funny. I was just giving them much
thank
speech, you
know thank saying? You but no, I'm digging it. It's a whole nice little sexy vibe. Okay
it is. I dig it. It caught me off guard. I was like, oh, I like that.
We have to it's save like, that song. That's a yeah when you say that.
Yeah, no doubt. How you feeling, Miss Tori, who is, let me check my calendar, 13 weeks pregnant? No,
almost going to 14. No, I'm good. A little bit more energy. Grateful for that.
I'm done. I'm excited for this journey and stuff. So we can get into the topic, the beautiful topic that you created. I gave you your pop.
Woo-hoo. It's that time.
So, well, tell me, let me see, maybe a situation when you've dealt with having to deal with some insecurities within your relationship. Give me a situation. And how did you handle it?
I don't know. I think the first time, I'm not sure if I handled it too well. You swear that I handle things pretty well. But like I said before, how I feel on the inside and then what people perceive is sometimes two totally different things. But definitely felt, you know, insecure, you know, bodies changing and things like that. So I felt a little bit insecure. but, you know, I did have to voice that. I think it took me a while to actually voice that. I just started saying, hey, you know, I don't want you talking to this person, or why is this person doing that, or just, you know, shit like that. And, you know, just, I guess it kind of can come across like nagging, or like, no, you're not talking to anybody. You're not going anywhere, and da 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 da. And I think maybe that evening when that happened, I really want to say it was that evening, it just kind of hit me where I'm like, you know, I just really have to identify the source. And I think that's the most important thing, because it's 9 out of 10, it's not like your partner. It's from a past situation. So mine was definitely from a past situation where, you know, different dynamics are changing in a relationship. And I was, you know, kind of made to feel like shit about it instead of being supported. And, you know, I was kind of fearful of that happening again. So I guess trying to beat you to the punch, you know, before I started to feel like that, even though you've, you know, always been a 1,000,000% supportive, but, you know, just from past situations, that was the source. I'm like, okay, you know, hey, this is what I was made to feel in the last situation. You know, I'm scared to feel like that again with you. I don't want to feel like that. You know, we have different dynamics changing. And that, I'll stop. And that's pretty much it. I think that's, you know, important to identify the sources, be honest with yourself. 9 out of 10 is, you know, it's not really your partner. It's really you. You got to communicate that shit.
I agree. You know, sometimes, you know, it's maybe the partner is contributing and stuff like that. But I think that's very smart. I agree 100% to identify the source. I do the same. I'll give my take a little bit more once I get into this next song. But I agree 100% in being very self-aware. It takes a great deal of intellect, you know, and patience with yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
to be able to sit with,
that,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. For sure. You're so smart. You're so smart.
Well,
you know that? Before we, real quick, I do have to plug this in again, just in case people are just now clicking on the link and stuff. If you're tuned in on the browser and you want to call in and give your take on the topic, which is how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship, all you have to do is dial 845-277-9365 so you can chit-chat with. I was about to say about the compliment thing, but I'll skip that.
Yeah,
okay,
thank
but,
you.
You want to call and talk to Tori and I, just jump on. You want to hear this. You just want to sit back and listen to this smooth music that DJ Sin is rocking with us and stuff. You know what I mean? So, but before I give my take, I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play, this is one of my favorites. So hopefully you don't have the kids up right now because, you know, just wait till you hear it. So the artist is called Anne Marie, and the name of the song is called Hennessy. It's one of my favorites. And then we'll be right back. Yeah?
Still recording, thinking about you, got me losing my focus. Wish you were here so that we can get on it. Sipping this Hennessy, get me so horny. Got me done texting you, telling you all the things I'ma do. I'm getting away from the thought of you. I'm on my way to you. Sound like a melody. Fucking to this beat, gotta call out night. Those are the thoughts going through my mind. All this fantasy. If it looks this good, then imagine how it tastes. I've been smoking weed and drinking in the sea without no choice. Boy, the things that I'ma do to you, I swear to you can't say. When I drop my clothes and spit it on your face. To this beat, gotta call out night. Those are the thoughts going through my mind. All this fantasy. I'm like a melody.
Name of that joint is called Hennessy, and the artist is called Amory. It's definitely one of my favorites. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. Welcome. I lost my train of thought. I was about to introduce myself, and then I forgot. It is your host, Awesome Kay, but you can call me Kay. Tonight's topic is, how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship? If you're tuned in on the browser and you want to call in and give you a take, all you got to do is hit us up at 845-277-9365, and that's 845-277-9365. Make sure you hit the number one so I know you want to come live. Otherwise, you can sit back in the queue and just relax and listen to DJ sing, just give you those dope instrumentals, you feel me? And then Tori's sexy voice, you feel me? I'll be back with us for you on the bathroom break.
We got to save those instrumentals. It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. I dig it.
It is. DJ Sin. Let me see. My take. Well, I can actually talk about a specific situation since I've been with my current partner. And so I don't want to spread the business, but she has a friend from years and years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and it's a gentleman that she dealt with. You know what I'm saying? And I like how you think it's, you know, you're giggling over there. You must know what I'm about to say, huh?
Yeah, I know where it's going. Let me stop so you can get it out.
And then she talks as an individual. And I'm a firm believer if there's a problem going on within that relationship with another person, you know what I'm saying, then it's my partner that's making me feel some type of way, if that makes any sense, you know. It's never the other person, you know what I'm saying, unless they're being disrespectful, but it's never been that type of situation. And my beautiful fiance is honestly amazing, and she's never given me any reason not to trust her in any way, but because of past situations, I was feeling uneasy about her communicating with, you know, said individual. You know, it had nothing to do with her. And I remember one time I don't know if I would call it if snapping, but I was, you know, I don't know. How would you say? I don't know.
I think that is a perfect word. I will take that. Yes.
I don't know if it was that extreme, but I can't find another word right now. But you know what I'm saying? I kind of like
fast moment.
Tiny.
It was a little fast moment. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It was a tiny baby moment. It was a baby moment. But, you know, tiny, itty, bitty. But listen, though. But it didn't take me long to be able to sit in those feelings and stuff, you know, because I never want to hurt the person that I care about and the person I love. And the way that she loves me and stuff, she's definitely not deserving of that. So I naturally take time to reflect, you know what I'm saying, especially over the years as I'm getting older. I'm getting close to 40 now, so. You know, I definitely take time to reflect on situations afterwards, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't take me long, you know what I'm saying? I realized that it had nothing to do with her. It was just me, the things that I was dealing with from my past and stuff. Again, what she was saying, identifying the source is very, very important. Sitting, taking time to sit with myself and be honest, you know what I'm saying? Honestly showing up for myself is another good way to say it too, you know what I'm saying? Because and being present. So I just had to think about it, and I definitely came back, and I apologize. It didn't take me very long, you know what I'm saying? But those are definitely
two. That's a good point. You had a little moment. You got past it, but like you said, that was based on your past situations, and mine was based on my past situation. So sometimes it might be based off the motherfucker you with in that moment.
Right.
So you definitely got to figure out, are you with somebody who is loving and supportive, or are they feeding those insecurities that you never even had before? Now all of a sudden you're with them and now you have them. So you have to identify the source.
I agree. I definitely agree 100%. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it definitely can. I agree. So smart. Such a smart lady. I appreciate you.
Thank you. So you're right. It's all good. You know, like I said, I lost my train of thought. Baby brain. What was I gonna say? I don't know, baby brain. I'm sorry. It's gone.
How sexy I am.
Welcome back.
How amazing.
Oh yeah. It's so amazing. That's amazing.
You're like, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drink my water stuff. I can stop swallowing my spit on the phone. I'm getting ready.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring...
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I didn't even mean to do that, but I didn't. I talk with my hands, so I was busy moving my hands around while I was talking, so I couldn't mute myself. So, but I'm about to bring one of my my best homies on. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you guys didn't hear my cat this time because she was doing her thug dizzle trying to get on the show last week. Not last week, but the last show and stuff. But before I bring my homie on, I'm going to play one more joint. And this is a funny title. The name of the song is called I'll Kill You. This is by Summer Walker. She's laughing because it's one of her favorites. You know what I'm saying? Well, yes. I don't know if it's one of her favorites, but she had it on repeat one day. I was like, I thought she was trying to tell me something. But it's Summer Walker and featuring, yeah, I know, right? That's funny. It's too far, not funny. Summer Walker featuring, how do you say her name? Janae Aiko. I know that. Like, how so out of tune with everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, with trends and stuff, or just our new artists. But, yeah, so anyway, name the joint is called I'll Kill You, and we'll be right back.
Please forgive me, I know that I'm silly. Baby, I'm gang about you, ain't playing no games about you. I got a hell of a job at your boy. A bitch would try to come between us, it won't end up good. You know I love you like no one else could. I go to hell and back for ya, bend over backwards, acrobats for ya. Yeah, I go up to bat for ya, even when she looking back for ya. I've been waiting so long for a love like this. It's a feeling so strong, I don't wanna resist. Like you can't do no wrong, got me losing my shit. Gotta lose in my grip. Nah, fuck that, my baby, you are mine. Greatest of all time. You better tell them I'll fall in line. I do not play about mine. You know this energy's so right. Don't put up no fight. You know I never tell no lie. I want you for life. As we looking foolish, don't
another one of my favorites. That's called, the artist is Summer Walker featuring Janae Aiko. I'm glad I said that right. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. Tonight's topic, and another thing, it's your host, Awesome Key, but you want me here if you like. I like Awesome Key, but I'll take both. If you were listening in on the, on the browser, and you want to call in and give your take on tonight's topic, which is how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship, all you have to do is dial, 930 on the dial. All you have to do is dial 845-277-9365. That's 845-277-9365. And make sure you hit the number one, so then we know that you actually want to come on live. I'm bringing on my homie, in case late.
What it do, yo?
What up? DJ Sin, you are the bomb.com.
Yo, nah, you guys have put me in the vibe, man. You was playing some dope stuff, man. I'm like, man, this has put me in a whole different kind of mood. You remember, like, the Quiet Storm back in the day? WWE.
Yes, I do.
L-S.
Yes.
I definitely do, you know what I'm saying? I definitely do. I was trying to get some nice chill. And then it's Sunday night, you know, people are chilling, you know what I'm saying? You're probably preparing for the week to come, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, perfect. Yeah, and the instrumentals are, like, you hit the best instrumentals. They're, like, on point, yeah? Crazy.
Thank you so much, man. You know, you guys sound so good, making some awesome points. Thank you for having me on here. You know what I'm saying? You're making me feel, you know, like, you know, at home, yo.
I appreciate that. It's a home family. It's a family place.
Yeah, you sound good. You sound good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Give me your take on the topic, maybe a particular situation, and maybe how you dealt with, you know, dealing with those insecurities.
Let's see. Well, okay, so my insecurity, like, coming from New York, you know, I was making really good money when I was living in New York at a young age. And then I moved to Atlanta and things didn't go so well, you know, and I was struggling for a long time, you know. I was on my path, you know, and I was insecure because it's the vibration that I was in about myself as it pertained to money, you know what I'm saying? And it mostly started with how people viewed me for not having a certain amount of money. Like, my character didn't matter, my spirit didn't matter, none of this stuff mattered, how I treated you didn't matter. You know, and I just mean not even just intimate relationships, but with friendships as well, you know? You know, so that insecurity, dealing with that insecurity and creating blockage through that insecurity for myself, making those agreements with myself that other people had of me for the fact that I didn't have the amount of money they thought I should have, you know. So, you know, that's usually the Achilles heel, you know what I'm saying, when dealing with, you know, with people. But what I have come to realize on my journey is that everything starts with me. You know, for a long time, I was, like, victim more so. Like, you know, people made me feel like this because they, you know, people made me feel like this. And, you know, I mean, yes, okay, this is true. But at the same time, they were really just saying to me what I was already saying to myself, you did. You know, so yeah. I had to come to that realization, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, the people that I was attracting, they were also insecure. And they were vibrational match to how I was feeling about myself. And so I realized that everything starts with me, you know, how I view myself, not how anybody else does, but how I see myself. And once I shifted the way that I saw myself, what people have to say, it comes with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? That I would say would have been the biggest insecurity more than anything else that I've ever dealt with.
I knew that you have a very interesting take on yours, from your perspective. I think that's beautiful. You know, when I'm definitely learning that you definitely attract your vibration to match, no matter what it is and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Positive or negative, how you think about yourself, how you treat yourself. You know what I'm saying? Your mental state, what you think about, what you focus on, and stuff like that. All those things, you're attracting that same vibrational match into your life and stuff like that. So it's very interesting. Tori's perspective was very interesting, and your perspective is very interesting as well. I like how you brought it back to the fact that it starts with self. It starts with how you see yourself, and what you're giving off into the world and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It takes a big person to be self-aware about that too.
Yeah, well, it's the journey, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I wasn't always that way. It just felt better to take ownership and accountability for where I played the part. And that's, like, one of the hardest things to do. But when you do that, it's so self-freeing because now you're not attached to everybody else's baggage. You see what I'm saying? You know, when you become insecure because of how other people view you, now you're carrying their bags. You become baggage claim for somebody else's shit. You dig what I'm saying? So it's more freeing to be accountable for where you play the part and why is this showing up in my experience. Let me check myself. But it takes that's a journey, man. It took me a lot of FUs and why me's and, you know what I'm saying, and tears and all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying, to get to that place, you know what I mean? So it's you know, like each part of our perspective is part of the path, you know?
It definitely, a learning experience. You know, I instead of me saying like, I used to point out someone's age and stuff, and actually, it's not necessarily age. It's just the experience and how you receive that experience and how you receive that knowledge and what you do with it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That makes a difference and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? I definitely. By the way, do you have a song that you might want to play tonight?
Do I have a song? Oh man.
If not, it's cool because I've got plenty on deck.
I think I might have something.
Okay.
I have something. I have something.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and you can. All right, let's do that, and then we can come on back.
Okay. So this song right here is by Ravina called Tweety. You know, I dig it. I don't know who produced it, unfortunately, but it's pretty dope.
Yep.
That is.
Definitely. What was the name of the song again?
It was called Tweety by Ravina, R-A-V-E-E-N-A.
I love that. It adds to the vibe, to the smoothness tonight. Welcome back, everybody, real quick. Welcome back to Key Heart Radio. It's your host, Awesome Key, rocking it with Sin Said Slade, you know what I'm saying? No diggity, no doubt. Tonight's topic is... topic is how do you deal with your insecurities in your relationship. If you're tuned in on the browser and you want to call and give your take on the topic, all you got to do is hit us up at 845-277-9663. 936-585-277-9365. And make sure you hit the number one. That'll let me know that you actually want to come on live. Otherwise, you can sit back and cool it in the queue for as long as you see fit. You know, I had a question. You know, we said, how do you deal with your insecurities? I have a question for you. How have you dealt with dealing with an individual, you know, that actually has, you know, has insecurities? If that makes sense. How do you deal with that?
How do I deal, like, with a person projecting their insecurities onto me?
Yes, exactly.
Ooh. You know, I'm pretty stingy with my energy, you know. So I don't come across it too much. But when I do, now, this also is a journey because, you know, when people are projecting their insecurities on you, it can come in so many different ways. It can show up in so many different ways, you know. So, and some of those ways can be a trigger for you, you know. So there have been times dealing with a person projecting their insecurities onto me, you know, triggering me with my own shit, right? So, again, going back to myself, trying to make sure that I keep my vibrations high as much as I possibly can and have a healthy detachment, understanding that their stuff is not my stuff. Again, I'm not baggage claim. You dig what I'm saying? So their stuff is their stuff. And, you know, that is not, you know, not taking anything personal when it comes to that. You know, and it's not the easiest thing to do, like I said, because you can get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, recognizing that it is a trigger because it really is their stuff. And then you got to do the inside work and figure out what about that triggered you. And you deal with that for yourself. But healthy detachment, you know, let them carry their own bags. And you do the work that you need to do with them. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You do the work. You definitely do the work. You know, and detachment. And I would say, you know, patience. Sometimes patience and a little bit of love and some reassurance and stuff like that, especially dealing with someone who is may have been dealing with things like a lot of trauma in the past, a lot of this craziness within their relationships and stuff. So sometimes the individual, you know, just needs a little bit of patience and just a reminder, you know, it's not the same situation. You know, I'm not the same person. You know, this is completely different, you know. And I've said stuff like this in the past, you know, in past relationships. Like, I understand that it feels familiar, but it's not the same thing, you know. And I think it takes some compassion and some empathy to understand, you know. That helps you to not take it personal because you understand that, one day, maybe the next show we'll do get into the four agreements, but one of my favorite things is about not taking things personal because nothing anybody does is because of you. You know what I'm saying? It's all there, you know. They're saying that they think that you're beautiful. It's because they recognize that within themselves as well. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. But empathy definitely helps, you know. Empathy and compassion helps with you being patient and you not lashing back out, you know, or, you know, it not, again, not triggering you and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely, you know, definitely adds to it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to
You better say that. You better say that. You better say that, coach. You better say that because that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like empathy and compassion, they are freaking superpowers, yo. They are.
They really are.
They really, really are that. And, you know, and so, you know, like being empathetic can be so tricky, right? And because, you know, even within having the empathy, right, and the compassion, it's like you still got to have your boundaries, right? Because,
definitely,
you know, empathy, right, and taking on other people's problems as your own and things like that. You know, when we love people, we love so deeply that we start to feel the pain they feel as our own. You know what I'm saying? So even within that empathy and the compassion, it's like still boundaries. But you are absolutely right about that because those are superpowers. Empathy and compassion are definitely necessary. It may not always be the first thought.
Right.
But it's necessary for sure.
Definitely. On that note, I'm going to actually go ahead and go into my keynote. And my keynote tonight is about showing up for self. That's one way about, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. What do you call it? Showing up for self is being, what Tori was saying, identifying, you know, the trigger, identifying, you know what I'm saying, my mind, identifying the source, there we go.
Take your time, homie, take your
time. She was saying identifying the source and stuff like that, and becoming self-aware and stuff, but overall, I wanted to say as far as showing up for self is being in the present moment, and that's why they call it a gift, because it's so special and stuff like that. All the magic and everything happens in the here and now, you know, because one of the ways that I let go of things is something that may have pissed me off 5 minutes ago. I remind me that it's no longer, it's history. It's history. It no longer exists. So if I'm still being upset, I'm being upset because it's honestly a choice. You know what I'm saying? I'm choosing to kind of stay in that space, you know, and I don't like staying in that space. So I definitely feel those feelings because it's important to feel those emotions, whether good or bad, you know, per se, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely important to sit in there, but it's not good to sit in there for a long period of time, you know what I'm saying? Because it's unnecessary. It's important to get back up and to brush yourself off and to continue to keep moving and stuff like that, and continue to show up for yourself and show up for the here and the now. Because is it right now, this very moment is all that exists, you know, and you're deserving of that. You're deserving to show up for yourself. You're deserving to be happy. Happiness is in the here and now. It's not in yesterday. It's not into tomorrow, and that's not tomorrow, in tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's not in the future. It's right now. Right now. If you want to be happy, is being aligning with yourself and feeling good. You know, honestly, being grateful. One way to obtain more in life is to be grateful for what it is that you already have. You feel me? So I would just say I'm going to end it with that one. Just make sure you show up for self. Stay in the present moment to the best of your ability. Matter of fact, one of the things real quick before I end it, one of the things that I've learned that helps me stay centered. It helps me come back into the present moment. Through everything that I was dealing with my divorce and everything, was meditation. I started doing conscious breath work. Conscious breath work would help me, you know, even if it's not a long period of time, because remember, it doesn't matter how long you do it, the consistency and the act is key. But taking time to breathe, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I breathe, it always takes a deep breath. It always brings me back to the present moment. So if you don't remember anything from tonight, you know, throughout the day, try your best to give yourself, to show up for yourself, give yourself a few conscious breaths to relieve that tension, because tension is constantly, like, it's being absorbed by your body. You feel me? So show up for yourself. So that's it for my keynote tonight.
Coach, I ain't got nothing to say after that.
Man, I'm learning from the wonderful people around me. You know what I'm saying?
That was on point. That was on point. That was on point, yo. That was on point. I felt every single thing that you was just saying, man. Ah, key.
Came from my heart.
Yes, I can tell. The key heart. Key heart.
No doubt. Everything wrapped around each other. You feel me? No doubt.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow, wow, wow. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. Like, I really, really, to be really thoroughly honest with you, like, you really covered it all in a matter of just minutes, you know? I mean, you gave the people what they need as far as, like, telling them about the breath work and how to center themselves and, you know, how to love on themselves and, you know, everything that it is really that they need to hear. Like, I don't really know what much more that I can say. Like, I can use my sincere moment to say that, yo, you are doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And you are awesome at what you do. You know what I mean? Because it was so eloquently said. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It was so eloquently said.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt, you know. Between, you know, you and Tori and the words that you guys gave through your own experiences and, you know, how you guys, you know, are able to talk about it freely and laugh in between and, you know, the love is evident and be able to share the journey, you know, is you giving the people what they need, you know. And that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you, excuse me, having me on here. You know, what do I say? You know?
You can plug in your website and stuff too. You know, I appreciate you being open enough to jump on here, you know, and being part of this journey, you know, with me. So I appreciate you being open, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, you could check me out, my website, www.soulsessions.com. That's SOELSESSIONS.com, soulsessions.com. My Instagram is also Soul Sessions. You can check me out. You know, I mean, I'm not really on there like that, people, but I will be again. I will be again. You know, I got some tricks up my sleeve. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
fantastic,
things are happening.
Coach, I gotta let you guys. Lots of things are happening. I think Sensei is an amazing coach. I think she's fantastic, very knowledgeable and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely a pleasure. I'm going to bring Tori on so that she can come and say goodbye. And then we can go ahead and knock it out with end it with one dope song. Pretty
Word. Late. Good night, my people.
Oh, she's on a bathroom break.
No, dang, not Tori. On a bathroom Iowa. Break.
Oh.
God damn it. Kate, give me some credit.
I mean, you do, you know, pregnancy gives you a lot of, she has a lot of single time. She said she always calls them emergencies. She got to go to the bathroom.
They are emergencies. Every single one of them is an emergency, and it is imperative that I get to the bathroom right away. I'm sure that's not why you unmuted me. So, I enjoyed y'all. Thank everybody for sharing. It is time for everybody to go to bed. Be gracious to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Definitely put yourself first. Identify the source. There's nothing wrong with having insecurities, but you just got to learn to manage them in a healthy way and be with somebody who rocks with you in a healthy way so everything can be communicated in a healthy way.
Love it. I love it. Finn, did you have anything else to say? Jeez, she's such a smart girl.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah, nothing much then to, you know, take care of yourself, man. I mean, everybody, like I said, everything has already been so eloquently said, and we can't say it enough, you know what I mean? Take care of yourself. Like Tori said, it's okay to be insecure. You know, it's all a part of the path. Even when you feel like you're not on the path, you're on the path, you know. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate to yourself. Those times that all this stuff that you're giving to everybody else, you have to make sure that you're giving it to yourself because you're worthy of that. You know, not because I said so,
indeed,
truly because you are. So, you know, that's what I have to say. Remember you.
Indeed, I love it. No doubt. Remember you and showing up for yourself. Don't forget to like the, and thank you everybody for taking the time to tune in. Don't forget to like the fan page on Facebook called Key Heart Radio. Don't forget to follow us on IG. Key_heart_radio. We'll be back again next month. I'll be sending that information, those details out. And we are going to end it with, I think the name of the song is, the artist is Fouché. And the name of the song is called Single. And then you guys have a fantastic night. Have a fantastic week, all right? And we out.
Peace out.
I tested my patience, confronted my fears, and finally faced them. Now I can say I'm good on my own, I put in the way, man, yeah, making a change and comfortable, but it's definitely something I've done before. Finally ready to go out and get enough of us, because I see feel bad for my exes, I'm living my life, and I don't see anything wrong about me moving on. Moving on, it's such a beautiful thing. For the trouble I'm about to get into, caught in the interlude, but let me introduce you to the best thing you ever got into. Not ready to settle, but practice is up with my presence so special. Expect that you might get attached. Delicate flower, aware of a power, no human, no doubt, a good time, no account for me doubling back. And I don't.